right now. It is that time on a Friday for the Friday Morning Mailbag, the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the texts and tweets and DMs and Facebooks and emails and occasional formerly a jail mail prison letter. It's actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. You can always email us directly or text in or hit us up on the social. And hit us with something heavy. Did your flute just break?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's a little extra spicy.
I think the flute just broke.
I can't even stand it myself.
That just proves that no matter what, no matter how silly you think it might be, there's power in prayer. Sometimes it gets answered.
Right. I may have to have it tuned up. Maybe I'll change the batteries.
First one comes from Ven about the actual... He's brought this up before. The actual Friday Morning Mailbag.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I know you use the Dream of Jeannie theme. We do. He asks why. The answer is no reason whatsoever.
Mm.
And then suggests using other such famous theme songs from other shows.
But then I couldn't play along.
And lists about 20 of them. Mm. So, The Wiggles theme was not on there, Heather Lee. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
you have to keep your thirst trapness to yourself.
Let's get ready to wiggle. So from the live stream this morning, Amanda asking, are you superstitious?
Mm.
Dave chiming in, only about the state of California. That place is doomed.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Yesterday, big party on the Hank Facebook page, the 26th anniversary of the Fort Worth Herd. Micah says it's one of my favorites. Thomas, well, he chimed in for Mark Phillips' birthday.
Hey.
Says, enjoy your awesome day, Hoss. Which, quite frankly, I think we need to use the word Hoss a whole lot more in common vernacular. Ronnie says, happy birthday to the marathon man. Hope your day is as awesome as your running skills.
Mm-hmm. And some say he is still running as we speak.
He can't. I don't know that he can stop running at this point. He just goes and goes and goes.
The inbox already very full this morning. Endorsements for, as we said, Preparation H is a great way to treat bug bites and other such things. To which John messaged me, well, if a bug bites me in the face, that makes me a... Yeah, it does, John.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it does. That's, he completed the sentence on his own there. Post peas from yesterday in the Will It Float tank. Drew commented, that's the best that the Will It Float tank has ever looked. It did look pretty nice in there. It was a very... They were very crisp green
there.
It was the least disgusting thing I think we've done this year.
Well, and green is really having a moment in fashion.
Yeah.
So it's very on brand.
And then wanted to know, do we really just dump everything in the gutter after we play Will It Float just down there? Well, it depends.
Ridiculous.
I mean, if it's something you don't want to dump in the gutter, no, we don't. If it's a... it's a perishable food item, darn right. We're going to feed somebody down there in the sewer system.
And it could be anything.
Yeah. Mm. We're probably to blame for the rise in alligators around the area.
Ugh. So much weather this week.
So many
different flavors. Kelly from the Ville, she said the first storm that came in around 6 was the worst one last Sunday. They were in the closet. The garage flooded. Trees down.
Mm.
The wind started to swirl. And I just dipped out. She said she had to have her cousin come pull the truck out. Now, meanwhile, Kelly, is your cousin available to share? Now, Chris, we were talking about the derecho. He says, from what I understand, it's a Spanish for straight. I used to be a tow truck driver. When I had a ride that did not speak English, I picked up that derecha is right, derecho is straight, and esquerda is left.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Learning never stops here at KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM. Kevin, of course, we still have, and this has got to be in the final moments, so go to 921hankfm.com, enter the Father's Day Best Dad Joke Contest.
Oh, boy.
Kevin sent me this one. A man walked into work and told his boss that I am suffering from TDSD. The boss asked, what is that? The man said, total dad stress disorder. Go enter that online right there. I might file that with our insurance.
I like
it.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from Chelsea. As a listener of the show, really enjoyed the President and Elon this week. As a diehard True Blue Swiftie, may I make some suggestions?
Sure.
If they make up, shake it off.
Mm.
Oh, because of course we used We Are Never Getting Back Together for their breakup
song.
which you can hear at 92.1HankFM.com. If they keep fighting, you could use Don't Blame Me or Bad Blood. And if the fighting gets worse, you need to calm down.
There's that, yeah.
And I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Yeah, amen.
There's literally a Taylor song for every stage of a relationship.
Absolutely.
That's why we love her, don't we? That's why we love her.
More dad jokes. What's the difference between a sharply dressed man on a bicycle and a sharply dressed man on a unicycle? A tire.
Yeah.
A tire, yeah, okay. Yeah. From the 817, why does a rooster crow so early in the morning? To get a word in before the hens wake up.
Yeah.
And from Dave, do you know the last thing to go through a bug's mind when he smacks the window? His butt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Chuck, back to sharing and voicing his concerns about the Trump, Elon, Taylor Swift breakup song.
Oh.
You're just begging for ICE to show up at your studio, aren't you?
Well, yeah. We're right here.
My papers are in order. My papers are in order. No worries on that.
On the papers, KB.
Brett in NRH wondered if we used AI to make the song. Well, of course we did not. We don't employ intelligence at all.
You can't afford AI.
No.
No way. Ben Carr grieving the loss of Brian Wilson. He found out that he actually teamed up with Joey Thomas to re-record the Beach Boys songs with a country twang in 1996.
Very cool.
Toby, Ricky Van Shelton, Willie, and more were all on the project. We thought it would be a good food for thought in the Friday morning mailbag.
Need to dig that up. Very good. Jenny suggests we should go out and play Will It Float with the protesters tomorrow. Actually play a game with them of Will It Float. I don't know. I mean, if anything could bring people together.
I'm going to tune in to your flotation discussion on Hank FM.
We need Will It Float now more than ever. Speaking as I was asked this week, do you think the mayor has ever actually listened to Will It Float like she said? I don't know. You'd have to ask her best friend.
Yeah, I'm sure she tunes in every week. Absolutely-ish, maybe.
Casey wonders, if I actually mail a letter to the Friday morning mailbag, will you read it?
Yeah.
Of course. Please send all mail, letters, postcards to KB and Heather Lee, P.O. Box 313, Secaucus, New York, 12121. And nobody has chimed in with tickets to your Wiggles.
I know, it's very disturbing.
I'm sorry. Keep them up.
I'm trying.
And then one more about the Elon Trump breakup song. Shane asks, how did you do that? Well, obviously, Shane, it was AI. Here you go. That is the Friday morning mailbag. Contact us. Reach out and touch something. Day.